Rashi in the Parsha famously tells us that the Pasuk Vayikra Moshe Hoshea ben Nun Yoshua, that Moshe changed his name from Hoshea to Yoshua because he davened, he added a Yud to his name, so it should be Yud Hei Hashem should Yoshiacha, so that Hashem should save Yoshua from the ill counsel of the Meraglim. And all the Mefarshim ask the question, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu daven for Kalev as well? And so Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Emes LeYaakov, it's possible that Moshe thought, correctly, that since Kalev was married to an Isha Tadekes, namely Miriam HaNeviah, he was certain that nothing would happen bad to Kalev. The fact that he's married to Miriam would itself protect him. A beautiful idea of the connection of husband and wife, and what a power of a wife, a Tadekes, does for the husband. But the question is, Miriam herself, Miriam was the one who in the end of last week's Parsha got in trouble. She got punished for speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. And she was placed outside the Machane for 7 days with Tsaras. So how is she the one to provide the proper protection to Kalev from the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim? So Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger has a beautiful sefer, Mar Pelashon, which discusses the Pnimius and the Chassidus of Lashon Hara. And he describes how when one speaks Lashon Hara about an individual, it takes his Rishus HaYachid and becomes and turns it into a Rishus HaRabim. That's exactly what the Raglan did. They took the secrets of Eretz Yisrael, Vayotziu Dibas Aretz, and they exposed it. They made it into one big Rishus HaRabim. And the Medrash says that a person, Shal Yichanes Adam Lebeis Chaveru Pisum, a person shouldn't enter into another person's house suddenly. You shouldn't come in suddenly. And the Medrash brings a raya from the Me'il. The Kohen Gadol would wear this Me'il with the Pa'amonim, with the bells. And the idea is that he should never walk somewhere without giving a person a fair warning that he's coming. Whenever you go to a person's room, when you walk into even your own house, you're supposed to knock before him, give them a warning. But when a person speaks Lashon Hara, says the Medrash, you're entering into a person's Rishus, Pisum, suddenly. Until the Midah Kenegan Midah, with Miriam last week when she spoke Lashon Hara about the Rishus HaYachid Moshe and Tzipora, the intimacy, the privacy of their own home, and she exposed it to the public. The Pasuk says at the end of the Parsha, Vayomer Hashem, Pisom el Moshe vel Aaron vel Miriam. Hashem suddenly, he abruptly showed up and shocked them. He shocked them. And this was the Midah Kenegan Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Miriam, to give her a little flavor of what it means to someone to, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to just show up at your doorstep, inside your house. Because that's what she did to Moshe and Tzipporah. She walked inside their house, walked in on them, and exposed to the public the most intimate things between Moshe and Tzipporah. And that's what Lashon Hara does in general. It exposes a person's secrets and vulnerability and opens up to the public. It's this idea of pissum, suddenly, abruptly rushing into someone's home and his privacy. And Miriam learned the lesson because her Kadosh Baruch Hu did it to her. And she was forced to stay outside the camps for 7 days. And all of Klal Yisrael had to wait. Now, could you imagine how Kalev felt about this? Kalev felt this tremendous impact of his wife being outside for 7 days, that all of Bnei Yisrael had to wait for his wife because of Lashon Hara. I think it's clear from this, we could suggest another explanation why Moshe did not need to daven for Kalev. Kalev clearly got the message through his wife, Miriam. Miriam got the message, and Kalev got the message. And it's for that reason, the lessons we learn in life, what we experience, when we experience something, when a person experiences a certain fear of darkness, a fear of heights, a fear of snakes, a fear of anything, it's most probably because of a certain encounter and experience. Miriam felt a terrible sense of loneliness. She felt the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for speaking Lashon Hara, and so too did her husband Kalev. Kalev was not going to fall into that same trap, and he therefore didn't require any davening, to protect our Lashon from Lashon Hara. And the Chazal tell us it's through the Shemesh HaLashon it brings the Gula Shleima V'Amitas V'Her V'Aminu. Amen.